Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. I appreciate you asking. Thank you, sir. So I'm going to pull up a few notes really quick from Nate just to catch me up to speed on the call. And in the meantime, did you have any questions regarding our program or how it works?
Yeah, I guess you guys called it a great time because I have my tech guy here with me today. We're looking at doing some estimates, and he may have a few questions for you as well. He's the guy who actually built our website.
Beautiful.
It's funny because we are looking for somebody to host our website and help us to get up maybe onto the front page of Google.
Beautiful. Hey, timing is everything, I guess, on that, right? Stars align.
Yeah,
awesome.
Sometimes when you're looking on Google, it's like they're almost spying on you, you know?
You know,
just Googling,
yeah.
But go ahead.
Definitely. I'm speaking with Don, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Don. Yeah, sometimes I have an iPhone myself, and anytime I have a conversation nearby, I feel like it kind of, it's like listening to me, you know, because then all of a sudden I get some ads on there or something. I'm like, wait a minute. But that's
well,
all right.
I was just looking at this company that does our CEO. I was actually just looking at that when the phone rang, so makes you wonder what's going on there.
Interesting.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, all right. Well, Don, you know, far as I know, you mentioned right just now, you know, you worked with a few other companies here with SEO. I mean, as of right now, obviously, I got your website here as well. How are you guys with this website? Is that something you mentioned that you would like us or find somebody to host that website? Is that right? I just want to make sure I confirm on.
We would like to have it move a little further, you know, get us more into position so we start receiving some calls. Because this is our situation, I'll tell you. We have a website in New York State and I don't know, where are you located? Where are you right now?
Me personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida, but we are all over the U.S., but our company's in Fountain Valley, California.
Yeah, so we're in New York State, and we have a website up here, American Contracting, and we do very well. We're on the front page, and we move from second to third position, depending from time to time, and we do very well. And we've been struggling trying to get our website in North Carolina up to that point, too, so that in the winter months, as you all know, if you're from Florida, in the winter months, we can leave New York State and go down to North Carolina and work.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's something we can help you with. You know, definitely you want to make sure there's no slow time, you know. So if there's something going on like that, we want to make sure to really narrow things down in the right areas for the right customers for you as well. Now, we've been in this business coming up on 18 years this year. We have an A+ on ABBB. It really shows you we really do take care of our family here at Local Splash. Now, because we're a premier Google Channel partner, we're able to make sure to get you up on that first page of Google. And for keywords and phrases that you want to be found for, as long as the customers are searching in those areas, you will be popped up on there, okay? Now, the website that I'm seeing here, did you guys make that yourself through Wix?
We did. Brian, one of my guys that works with me, he did that. And what do you think about that?
Me personally, I'm very honest. It gets me in trouble a lot, man. So I don't know. I just want to make sure if you want to ask me, then I'll give you the honest answer, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because everybody kind of insults us. They tell us a lot of bullshit about how terrible it is. It's one arm tied behind our back. But I got to tell you, it's the same exact website. The same guy built this that works with me every day. He built our New York State one, and it works very, very, very well in New York State. So
excellent.
When people say you need a website, you need all this shit, you know, what happens is it insults us. So, I mean, and I'm not trying to trap you either. I'm just saying if you're trying to sell me a new website. Give me your honest opinion so at least we'll know what we're up against.
Yes, sir. Definitely. Okay, so very first thing is, the thing I noticed is right at the top, it's Wix.com. right? It doesn't, like, when I type your name in there, the amcnc.net, that's great. That's yours, right? But then I see Wix.com on there. And I'm like, okay, instantly I know, you know, it's, Wix is pretty well known. So they're like, okay, I'm looking at someone that did it themselves on here, right? So it kind of throws me off just a little bit.
Do you think that that scares somebody off that's wanting a new roof on their house, though?
Okay, my personal opinion, not Local Splash. My personal opinion, I look at that, and I like that because I'm like, okay, you know, they're working hard for this. I want to support that. But there's other people, it's just a hit and miss. You know what I'm saying? Again, that's my personal opinion. Now, one thing that I would say right off the bat is I always look for some kind of reviews or some kind of testimonials on there. And I think that's one thing that's missing on here. I like the American flag, man. I'm American myself. Like, I'm all about it. I love what you guys have on it. It's very simple. It's very straight to the point. You have all the things that you guys do as well. And it's not too much of a scrolls to get to the bottom of the page, right? So that's excellent. Again, this is my personal opinion on you. So if anything, you know, we could help with is testimonials, get the link up there so that way it's easier to find the website, okay? Now, we're a one-stop shop, though. You know, we can help moderate. We can manage it. We can put the links up there on Google for you as well, too, as reviews. So to paint the picture a little bit better for you there, Don, let's say I'm in North Carolina, right? And I'm like, okay, I need a roofing repair, or just as an example, okay? And I type in these keywords. You get to choose those keywords. You get to 7 to 15 keywords and phrases. So that's quite a lot. Like, I don't think I've heard anyone go more than 7, to be honest. Just me personally, okay? And you get to modify it at any time as well, too. But as long as they put those words and they're in the areas that you want to service to, you will pop up on that first page. Now, granted, there's plenty of other pages on Google, but let's be real here. A lot of people don't even know that there's a second or third page, right? So we want to make sure it's very convenient for the customer to find you. Now, on there, we can make sure to show your reviews. These customers will talk directly to you. So we kick out any type of middleman. There's no third party involved on there. We want to make sure you guys have been doing this for a long time and you're good at it. So we want to make sure we're not putting any type of damper on that, right? So any type of phone number or text, email, they'll talk directly to you on that.
Yeah.
Now, we'll put the link up there as well for your website. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So
yeah,
we'll put
I have a lot of questions. You're a techie guy, and I have a lot of questions. I'm a roofing contractor, so I hate to sound rude or come off rude, but I've heard so much bullshit from everybody. It's hard to sort through the bullshit, really.
I have a company right now who
does our SEO, and they gave me like 50 keywords, which it's so much a month, and it's slowly creeping up the page. But what we're looking for is just somebody that'll be straight up with us, that's willing to help us out. And we're not willing. I mean, we're not afraid to pay out a little money, but we just trying to sort through the bullshit and find somebody that can really help us out. So
I hear you. Don, I appreciate your transparency. I hope you can hear my voice over here. I'm a genuine person. It does get me in trouble sometimes, but I'd rather be real and honest with you than beat around the bush. And then, because in the end of the day, we go month to month. There's no contracts on what we do. So, meaning it's in our best interest
that's
that you do well.
True.
Yeah. So you already know just with that.
You're gonna keep me on board, and that's what I like. The idea of that. If you keep me happy, I'm going to stay on board.
Exactly. You know, and vice versa, you know, if you sign on for a little bit, but you actually lose money if you leave that way in that sense, you know, if it's a short term on there and you're like, hey, and then guess what? You lost money. We lost a customer and probably get a bad review on there. So it doesn't help anyone for that. So again, we keep it month to month because we want to make sure it's in our best interest that you do well and you choose to be with us each and every month because one, you're saving money in the back end while making a return on your investment on the front. I get that. Now, I also understand, too, it costs money to make money, but at the same time, we want to make sure you're not throwing money out the door. So that's why we have multiple packages available, but we want to make sure it's the right fit for you so that we are not just throwing money out. We understand that, you know? So we're not going to have pay-per-lead, pay-per-call, pay-per-click, or job, or anything like that. It's a flat rate month to month. Now, we don't stop at getting you up on Google there, Don. We also make sure they get you up to 60 different directories as well, too, to help your traffic grow. Meaning, I'm just going to spit some out of my head here. Let's say you feel like your customers are going to look for you on Google. Great, we got you. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages. I mean, you name it, we got it for you. Okay? So we can modify that. Yes, sir. Now, we also have a client dashboard is what we call it. It's a fully customizable tracking system. Now, a lot of other companies out there say, oh, we got this many leads for you. This is where they're working. We do the same, but we don't want you to just to take our word for it. We give you account login and password so you can see live where these people are calling from, what keywords are being searched to find you, and what keywords aren't working. So that way you can modify it whenever you like, or you can even have us work on it. We'll have an account management team to back you up at your leisure Monday through Friday to go ahead and run new promotions or modify keywords or anything like that for you as well. Okay, so it's pretty amazing stuff. Now, I'm sure you get plenty of spam and robocalls, right? And it gets heavy on the shoulders. So this client dashboard will also show you how much it eliminated for your spam and robocalls as well, too. Okay, so it's pretty nifty.
Right.
Oh, all right. So this is the other part that I love most about our company here at Local Splash. Once we work with you, we cancel out. We don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, making it very exclusive for you and your company. So how is that benefit for you is that we're not going to spread your leads out to other competitors out there and have you guys go head-to-head, right? We want to make sure it's funneled straight to you guys, and that's it. And, again, they talk directly with you, all right? So based off of everything you heard just now, I mean, we've got a lot to do to help you out there. And because you guys have been in business for so long, correct me if I'm wrong, but about, like, 25 years, is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing, by the way, sir. So I take my hat off to you. That's incredible. You made it through the COVID, yeah, killer bees, and everything, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, not easy to say that. So, listen, Don, because of that, we can actually throw in – usually it costs more for websites, but because of that, we actually can throw in that website. We can make you a brand-new website, use the same domain if you want, or we can help moderate and manage your current website completely up to you, but it's on the house over here as well.
Let me ask you this. Would you have to get inside of our website and poke around?
On the website, yes, sir. Yeah. We would do need management control, however you like. Yes, sir.
Well, I got to tell you, though, if you have a few minutes to listen to this, I have had some bad experience. This is not our rodeo here. We did some stuff through Local Edge. Are you familiar with Local Edge and Hearst Media?
I don't know why. It sounds very familiar, but jog my memory. What happened there?
Well, they're the phone book people. Hearst Media are the phone book people. In some parts of the United States, phone books are big. In some parts, people wouldn't give you a nickel for a truckload. But they poked around in our website. They took $4,000. Basically just made a total mess of our website. So it took Brian about 4 or 5 months to get shit straightened back around again. And the stuff that they had done kind of left us high and dry. Basically, we got nothing for $4,000, but just for a shambles. And
my God.
We know that we're able to set up a password, get them to call and see where they're coming from, and whether or not they're actual customers or, they're just a fan call.
Hey, Don, you're breaking up on me a little bit. Stay with me.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I followed you. The volume was going lower for me.
That's okay. So we've had some bad issues, some really bad experiences. And we're right now on the verge of talking to one of your competitors out of California who's saying that they totally can get us all set up and get us on the front page of Google and, a lot of big promises, which we've had a lot of big promises in the past, but with very little to show from.
Right. Yeah. I got to say, man, I'm sorry you guys gone through that. I mean, it sounds like you guys been through the ringer for sure. And, You know, it's just, yeah, I feel for that, you know. I have a company on the side of my own. I consult martial art businesses and stuff as well. Done my whole life, you know. And I love it here, you know. I help businesses grow, whether they're established or, you know, need some help in the very beginning with the SEO, get their presence known. Now, I got to say, though, you know, we're very transparent here, you know, very. I can tell you time length, the average of how long things take, what everything, you know. So as you can tell, I'm trying to be as genuine as possible with you. I hope you can hear my voice here, okay? You know, when it gets you on Google, if anyone tells you, first off, that they can do it in a day or two, they're definitely lying to you. They're out of their teeth.
No, okay. We know that, yeah. Too.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. Now, with Local Splash, because we're a premier Google channel partner, we're able to get it a lot quicker than a lot of businesses out there on the market. Not customers, sorry. Now, I'll go down to break down the time length here of everything, and, you know, that way you have a very better perspective of how fast we work, what we do. Right. When it comes down to, I don't need to touch base on that website deal, man. This one's on us. We're not taking extra money. Like, I guarantee, I'm telling you right now, we even have a voice verification process before we make any type of payment process today, okay? And that's just all calls are recorded. We make sure we say what we're going to do, and that way we adhere to it. Again, month to month, we need to make sure we do that, because if not, we're going to lose you as a customer, and that's not good. So that's what I want to make sure I touch base on, okay? The website you have, we can work with it, or we can build you a new one. It's completely up to you. We're very flexible. Our techs will work magic. Yeah.
Yeah, tell me both ways then. Tell me how that would work if you were to build us a new website, and then month to month what that would cost, and then tell me if you were to work with our website and work month to month what that would cost, so we would know, we could compare apples to apples and decide, you know, if we want, we're definitely looking for somebody, so I can tell you that we're not wasting each other's time.
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, we'll dive into pricing right now for that, because I don't want you to feel like I'm beating around the bush either, man. I just wanted to answer all your questions for you as well. Very first thing is, website will have your name on there and everything. It's not going to say forward slash Local Splash or Wix or anything like that, okay? So I want to make sure that's clear for you as well. Now, the time length to build that website, all right, I'll give you all the time lengths. So within the first 5 to 7 days, we get your client dashboard, which is that tracking system, and all your directories completely submitted, okay? So that's how fast we move. Now, within 7 to 14 days, it's on this is average. So it could be even faster for you since you already have things up. But 7 to 14 days, we get you a brand new website if you need it. But it'll be way faster, I would say, because you already have a website going for you. So it depends on what you want to do from there. Now, your listings and all of everything working together, getting up and running, will be at 30 to 45 days when you're going to start seeing all the listings everywhere start to begin to appear, your rankings increasing from there as well, too. Okay?
Right.
So just putting it all out there for you. Now, we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning because, as you can tell, it takes time, right? You have to Google actually has to verify that you're a real person, a real business. They send a letter in the mail, okay? Once that goes through, that's probably, I'm going to say that's the longest part, to be honest. But anywho, with your pricing, this is all flat rate at month-to-month at $299 a month. Program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming for that website on there. Okay, so your initial investment out the door today would be at $398, no taxes, no hidden fees, no paper call, job, or anything like that. And month-to-month, it will only be at $299, not a dollar more.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that's if you build us a new website.
That's correct. Yes, sir. If no website or anything like that, then it's just at $299. And again, if we do build a website on there for you, and you're like, let's say, I mean, knock on wood, I don't want to plan on you leaving or anything, but let's say you're like, you know what, it's just not working for us, and, you know, we have our website, can we buy this website to keep it working? Yes, it's only for $99. And you already know, I'm sure you've probably been shopping around for websites and things like that as well, too. That can be pretty hefty on the wallet. So we make sure to make sure
that you guys are well taken care of. I did own a website once. It was an amazing website. It was like the website of all websites that I thought that I owned. I paid like $3,000 for it, and it had a huge American flag that flowed on it. It was so cool. Everybody loved it. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. Trust me. So when I left this company, they said, "Oh no, you don't own that, Don. We own that. Sorry, goodbye." Click.
Oh my God.
So did. I got screwed that time, too.
Well, hey, again, I'm sorry, Don, but at least you know how transparent I am with you on this, that you know that it's not owned as of right now, but if you do decide and things we separate from there, you can have the option to own it only for $99, okay? So it's not going to be a dollar more. It doesn't go up or anything like that either. Okay, so again, we really try to make sure you guys do well.
Now, would that have a huge American flowing flag on it?
I love it. I hope, I mean, me personally, I've seen our text work some crazy, I'm talking amazing websites, no joke. And that would be a tech question on there. As far as website goes, if you want to add videos, pictures, testimonials, things like that, that's the question for them. I know they can do that for sure. It's just a matter of, remember I gave you that average time frame, 7 to 14 days to get a website going for you? That's the average on there. It all depends on how much content you want to edit, how much things you want to take on, take off, things like that. But they're very, very good at what they do. I'm not going to lie. I build websites myself.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm not trying to upsell you on that, man. I actually done Wix website of my own before. And first off, congratulations on how well you guys did this, because even me doing websites, like, it's not as good as this one. I'll tell you that much. So you guys did great. All right? Don't get me wrong. And
that would be Brian. He's here with me. So I'm going to ask him if he has any questions. Do you have any questions you want to ask him?
Well, you know, one thing would be is, you know, especially on the other side of the coin, to instead of attaching a new website to our domain name, the other thing that we always look at is the option to just plug some additional things into the website we have now.
Okay.
To kind of further bolster it beyond. Because I am aware that if we pay for it, as I was going to share with Don once we were off the phone, there is a way that we can have a different price plan with Wix to where it won't show Wix at the top of the main page.
Very true.
You know, like I say, it's not that our website name shows Wix, but it's one of the first things people see when they start scrolling down. But then, like you say, the other thing is, anything of in the way of actually having testimonials, because we do have quite a few very top-notch. In fact, we have pretty much all 5-star reviews on our Google business listing in North Carolina. And
incredible.
The only thing, I'll have to check and see if there's a way on Wix to have a section for reviews or testimonials. That's something where I'm not entirely sure if they have an ability to put a section like that. Is in a page like that on a website or not? And if so, that's really, like you say, the only thing that you're seeing that isn't on there is reviews literally right on the website itself, even though we do have the same reviews that we would put on there on Google already. And we do have our website tied in with our Google listing. So the other thing would be is that because I know that, like Don was saying, because we've had so much success with our New York website, is why we try to get people to give us the option to just take and add to and or bolster the website we already have so that we don't have to go and, you know, whether that be taking the content advice from you and that I would plug it in, which is something that is an option that another potential client has gone and offered us the ability to do as an option, to go and plug in what you're advising, plug it in to kind of make it take the next step up the search engine optimizing ladder, so to speak, you know? That, you know, so that we can get up there where we once were, because I think Don might have told you, at one point, a couple years ago, we were in great shape on Google in North Carolina, and then we had some undeserved things happen online where people went and made disparaging remarks that basically gave our business a hit online that were very undeserved and very they had nothing to do with our business. They weren't a customer of ours. They weren't you know, as we always tell people, reviews on Google are there for work performed or business or services offered, and in this particular case, this person was just a disgruntled person who had nothing to go on to be having any merit to what they were saying. They were just looking to basically scar our business. online.
I hear that.
And so as a result, we've had a major dip in our calls ever since then.
Really?
A lot of prospective customers saw that one review where things were said in such an untrue and in an unprofessional manner, just making disparaging and untrue remarks about it, that it cut into our business very much. And so now we've been trying ever since then to get back to where we once were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, I'm sorry that happened. You know, it even happened to us. It even happened to me personally with my own business, you know, where it's actually a competitor putting things out there. Didn't even service them.
Oh, yeah, we've had that happen too.
You know? Yeah, you know, but here's the thing though, in my experience, you know, when you get up on Google, right, they search you, you find on the first page, you have some reviews, and you have a direct number and the website link, right? And when I look at it, me personally, I'm like, oh, okay, great, you know, I see the reviews and stuff, and reviews is some, you know, is one thing, it's important, but at the same time, and this is, again, this is my personal opinion, but after that, I'm like, is there something I can see though? Right? Because I'm not just going to take word. I already know I'm knowledgeable in that sense. I'm like, you know, anyone could write anything. So then I look at pictures. I look at, you know, all the what other people are saying as well, too. And that wins me over as well. So if that's something you guys are looking to put on the website as well, you know, put some pictures like a scroll thing or something, like this, our text can work magic with that, you know, but at least you have the presence up there. And you guys already know, Marketing 101, the more they see your company name, the more likelihood of them to think to call you first when actually time comes from needing the services, right? So not only we can help you with all this, this is one thing I didn't get to mention just yet for you guys, but do you guys have a Facebook business page by any chance?
We do. We have a Facebook business page, and we all also – we started it back up again this month. We are running a Google ad campaign. They call it a Google AdWords campaign.
Okay.
We're running that as well. So, yeah.
Listen, the package that I just went over with you guys, this is no additional cost. So I don't want you guys thinking I'm trying to upsell you or anything. Okay, again, we're being transparent with one another here. But that includes your Facebook ads as well, too. So let's say, for example, I'm looking at your website, I type in keywords, and I'm like, you know, I love it. I just don't need it right now, right? I go on Facebook, catch up with some old friends. Bam, ads are going to be popping up right on their screen for that. Okay, so that's how the ads work on there. You know, I think Don and I talked about that in the beginning of this call a little bit. It's like I feel like someone's listening to me, you know, on our phone. But because of Facebook, that's how that works on there, you know, and that's included for you guys as well.
Right, that's a nice feature too. That's another nice feature. So
yes,
if we were to get on board with you guys, I guess my question would be, and I know these things take time, like you said, and we understand that too.
Okay.
And our season is starting to wrap up here in New York State, so we're starting to look at, like we're trying to work toward our goal is to get some things going by maybe sometime in December, and, you know, that's a couple of months away. So is that feasible if we were to throw in with you and do some business? Do you think we could start – how soon do you think we'd start seeing some actual customers?
Great question. Okay, so I know that, like I said, on time breakdown there, within the first 5 to 7 days, your directory is going to be completely submitted, and you can track it all from there. So it's going to steadily pick up from that week from there, I'm going to say. Of course – website and everything like that, we're going to make sure the links are up there as well. Within 30 to 45 days, that's when you're going to start seeing everything really come to fruition. I'm not going to lie on that. You know, but at the same time, it slowly picks up. It's not like you're going to get bombarded in a flip of a switch. No, it doesn't happen like that.
No, right. No.
Yeah.
No, we know that takes time. So you think we're looking at more than 2 months? You think we're looking at 2 to 3 months or longer?
No, I'm thinking month and a half, you know, it could be even quicker, to be honest, just because you guys already have so much done. So, I mean, the sky's the limit on there. The thing, so here, let me tell you, Don, the thing that really skyrockets things and makes it a little more faster on your end, everything, is what we do is we set up a tech call, right? So let's say, example, you're like, John, okay, I'm ready to do this. Okay. So, we'll go over very few information, like the bare essentials, hours of operations, some of the keywords, not all of them, just some of them for you. So that way our techs, when they go over things with you, they're not starting from scratch. They're already working on things, okay? We make sure that on the directories, it's all the consistency is everything. Like, for example, if I have your business name is American Contracting, and then the next way I have on a different directory is American Contracting NC or LLC dot. Like, these things can drive customers actually away from you because they think it's a different company. So we want to make sure everything's consistent on there, right? Now, once we do that, we set up our tech call. You don't even have to be in front of a computer. That's how easy it is. And they call within that hour, and they go over all the magic with you, okay? And they get started really fast right from there. So that's how it goes through on that. And, you know, like I said, all we do is set up that tech call so that way it can start that process quicker for you guys. Now, you guys are trying to get this thing going as soon as possible, I'm assuming, because of the slow season coming up in New York. We're trying to get everything going in North Carolina.
In the next 4 to 6 weeks, that's why we're really looking heavily into some other options to you know, further booster our website and get us a little more business there.
Gotcha. Well, this is a perfect – funny you say 4 to 6 weeks. So that's, like, almost identical with our rankings and increasing things going on through, because that's when your listings appear, for sure, by that time, and everything's a full running engine at that point. So this might actually work out perfect on the timing for you guys, if you ask me.
Yeah, it might very well be just what we're looking for. Like I say, we have talked to a couple of other companies, but some of them really want you to set up a 1 or 2 year contract. And honestly, once we lock into that, we're stuck with a dead horse. If it's not working, you know, we're stuck with it.
Well, see, here's the thing there, Don. We're so flexible that, for one, I would say start on the month-to-month, right? We'll get you going. And, again, we only ask for that 2-month verbal agreement in the beginning because it takes time for everything. We want to make sure, you know, you actually stick to see the fruition come to play. Like, it's really going to start running for you, okay? Now, after, let's say, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months down the road, and we can reconvene. I'll be the lead on your account as well. And we can talk and say, John, listen, this is working really well. I'd like to spread my wings and do a little bit further or save some more money. I'll have options for you at that point to help you with your business grow on that point.
That's great. That's great because once you get us on board, I tell everybody this. Ideally, once I get a customer on board and they would be my customer for the next 2 or 3 or 4 years, ideally that's what I would love and that's what I would like you guys to treat us really good. And deal with us and say, hey, we want to keep you as a customer.
Beautiful. That's what we like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
So, Don, let me ask you and Brian, I mean, as far as everything we spoke about, pricing, you know, the no contracts are going month to month, you know, getting you guys up on Google, 60 different directories, the time length and everything, client dashboard, your tracking system. You guys ready to give us a shot? Let us prove this to you and get this thing rolling for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, and I'm sorry I didn't get your first name either.
It's okay, John.
John. All right, John. That's another plus for you. Everybody I've dealt with the name John has always worked out great. So, John, yeah, dude, you got your foot in the door. So I'm going to say that we're 99.9% ready to go.
Okay.
And then I would say that me and Brian have to hash out a few details. He's going to have a few questions.
Okay.
And he just had to run, too. He had to take off. So he had to run. But we'll have a few questions. And I will say that we're almost there. Let me ask you, too, one thing he asked me before he left. I think what we'd have to do then, we'd have to deal by credit card. Is that how you would do it?
I mean, we accept Visa, Discover, American Express. I mean, you name it. Yeah, card. Any type of card.
Right.
And you can change that, too, you know, if you want to ever do that. There's no additional cost or anything like that. Yeah.
Right. So what would you want for payment up front then?
So the payment up front, I mean, obviously we want to do the website and things like that. So it'll be $398 today. And then after that, month to month, we go over this again. You'll hear me say this again on the voice verification part. But on the 19th of every month, it'll be at $299, not a dollar more.
Okay. So that was the last thing he asked me before he took off. So I'd say, John, we're about 99% there. And I want to make sure that he's okay with that.
Okay.
John, would this be the best number to contact you at, or?
I'm not sure which number you have on there. I'll give you my extension and everything. The phone number I'm talking with is 5115. Does it accept text messaging?
It does, yeah, absolutely. So if you send me your contact info, that'd be
great.
Yeah,
that's it. I'll just send you a generic text here. Give me a second. I know you guys got to talk a few things out there, but I just sent it right now. What time do you think we can... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
He's the guy. He's really the guy who has to straighten out all the mess. I've gotten this into a couple of messes. And he tells me, he says, Don, don't step in this shit anymore. Just check with me, and we'll make sure. So he works a little hard to square the step away.
Hey, at least you got advisors in your life, you know. A lot of people can't say the same, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm thankful that my wife isn't techie either. She'd be giving me hell as well. But nevertheless, yeah. Let's see if I got. No, I didn't get your text. Did you say you sent one out?
I did, yes.
Yeah, it's 704-213-5115.
Yeah, I sent it to you there. Maybe it's taking a little bit. If you don't mind, I'd love to stay on the phone with you and make sure you got a text message for me.
Yeah, nothing showed up yet.
Okay, we'll hang in there. Here, let me try it one more time, just in case. 704-213-5115, right?
Yep. Nothing showed up so far.
Try that one more time. Usually it says confirm sent. Refresh that bad boy there. Or do you have, I sent both of them. I don't know why it's not coming through then. Do you have a pen and paper or something you can take my number down then?
You know what? You want to try sending it to my other phone? I can give you my New York phone number. Oh, there it is. It showed up.
It showed up? Oh, okay. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Hi, this is John, J-O-N. Okay, John. Yeah, cool. So that has your contact info and all that.
You got it. Yes. And then just for Mike's sake over here, Don, because I got to make sure that Nate's not calling out to anybody else, because we take it very seriously here not to work with another company that's doing what you do. What time frame do you think that we can reconvene a little bit later then? So that might give you some time to talk with Brian, make sure everything's squared away, and we can go ahead and move forward from there.
Yeah, how about if we say maybe I don't know how late you work, but I'd say maybe around 5. Would that work for you?
Let me see.
Is that too late?
No, it's okay. It's okay. Because you guys are on the same time length as I am, so that's the good news.
Yeah.
You know what? I have an appointment at... Oh, actually, you know what? We're good to go. All right. 5 o'clock it is. I got you, Don. I'm locking in here, okay?
Sure.
All right. I'll give you a call from that number. Yeah, we'll reconvene, and if you want Brian on the phone with us, so that way, in case he comes across any other questions, I'll be more than happy to answer for you guys, okay?
Okay, that's perfect, John. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir. All right. Take care.
Yeah.
Bye.